Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is that's better than breaking porn down into statistical analysis. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you are listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am all alone right now at the Den Pen, but we do have Pip in our home studio. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe should be here soon. Miss Helix, you're under the weather again?
Yeah, I just keep getting these weird, like, sinus and ear infections, and I am the queen of antibiotics, all hail.
If you were one of your cats, you would be put to sleep by now.
I'm quite sure that I have it coming, but Mr. Helix still finds me useful in some ways, so I have escaped the needle.
It's really not a matter of whether Mr. Helix finds you useful. At this point, it's whether I find you useful.
Hey, I'm running the Den Pen. That's something.
That is something. That is something. That is your last gasp until you cross over the Rainbow Bridge.
Yes, I know. That and loading up files. And after that, I would find my uses no longer needed here. Good day, sir!
Yeah, well, at least you're aware of things. So
I know that.
So you're all hopped up on the antibiotics, because it's good to take a lot of those, because your body never builds up an immunity to that.
Oh, you know what? Well, one of the things is, and not to get into too much of this, but one of the things is that I had an ear infection, so they gave me these giant horse pill antibiotics, and then those wrecked my stomach, so now I have to be on another antibiotic, and I'm suffering through the stomach issues, so
oof.
Yay!
Well, if all of a sudden you're not there, we'll know what happened.
Yeah, then the antibiotics don't work anymore, and they just put me down.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant, like, if your stomach was acting up, like we were talking to you, and all of a sudden, Pip?
Oh, yeah.
And then in the background, we hear a flush.
The Den Pen would know, because I'll just say, oh, my God, be right back.
Yeah, like you'll have time, like, to write that. Well, we got a good show tonight. We're going to be interviewing an American man who claims he was scammed by American former model and original lead plaintiff in the multi-billion-dollar lawsuit against Match.com, the one, the only, Juliana Avalos.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll break that down a little bit more before we do the interview. That's coming right up.
Okay.
We also have, we're going to talk about later on, Twitter is getting sued for allowing ISIS to use it. We're going to get into that. And we have a comics in the news where we're going to discuss the new Charlie Hebdo comic. We're going to see if it's gone too far. Usually we say it hasn't gone too far. We'll see if this is too far. Because every time I think, well, these things can't get any worse, they kind of do.
Yeah. You know what? Whenever somebody's like, you know what? That fire wasn't big enough. Let's throw more fuel on it.
Yeah. I mean, and on this show, the firewall is always Joe calling us a libtard pussy if we get sensitive.
True.
So that's what, if we were to say this is too much, it would be interesting to see what Joe would say. Well, we'll see. We'll get there. And you didn't know we're doing this, but we're doing this again. We're going to play Pornhub Hooray. As once again, the fine folks at Pornhub gave us another year of statistic and analytical information. So we're going to play that game. We did it last year. We'll play that game. And we're also going to introduce some fun facts that Pornhub provided us about
porn,
your...
Yay, porn!
Yay, porn. A lot of interesting things, you dirty, dirty, nasty freaks.
Wait a minute. For a second, I thought that was my husband speaking. That's right. We're still on the air. Yay!
I'll tell you what. The statistics were broken down so much, it actually had Mr. Helix's usage on there. Yes.
Of course it did.
His favorite search was Care Bears, just so you should know.
Oh, now I feel dirty.
Well, you should know. That's what Mr. Helix is looking at.
Because that's my favorite search.
Oh, well, that's why you guys are a perfect couple.
I like to look for LGBT care pairs.
Really?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Oh, okay.
But they're already wearing rainbows.
Yeah, I thought all the Care Bears were LGBT.
I'm not really sure about it, but that was my favorite search.
Okay, well, we'll see how that ranked on the stats. It was very detailed. The thing took me hours to go over and break down and put this together.
Yeah, I'm sorry that study was so hard for you.
No, it's not like you look at videos, stupid.
Oh.
It's not like that. You're just looking at words and numbers.
Oh, so it was the dry statistics after the wet and nasty?
More or less.
Yeah.
But I mean,
that sounds much fun.
There's funny terms, though. So, you know, we'll have fun with it. You're going to keep score of that like you always do. All different point values, so that'll be fun. We're going to do that in the last portion of the show, because I want to start off with this interview real quick. We should go over the Juliana Avalos saga real, real quick.
Okay.
And you should also, because we have a lot of this stuff on our website. You go to davinsden.com, and then if you go to our homepage, there's a note where you could go to our old site, you click on that link, and then you go to Busted, and a lot of the stuff is there. And, of course, all the interviews and all the stuff up until this point that we've done on the radio is on all of our old shows. So I'm not going to go over everything now. But real short, Avalos is her picture. She's a former model, has two kids, Miami. She lives in Florida, not Miami, lives in Florida, has a boyfriend of over a decade. Scammers like to use her pictures. Our research has indicated that she likes to work with scammers. We've gotten confessions. We've done screenshots of that and printed it. We've spoken to victims. We've seen the shameless money grabs by Avalos. So a few years ago, she went to sue Match.com as the lead plaintiff for $1.5 billion. Powerball with a B lawsuit. She wasn't going to get all that, but she was going to be the lead plaintiff. It made all the headlines, it was in all the papers, all the TV shows for a little while. But we had the dirt on her, and again, all that stuff's on the website, where we show that this woman was actually working with scammers herself, and she was not the victim that she claimed to be. So we came forward, eventually we were listened to. Her lawyer threatened me and lost his mind on me, which was hilarious.
God, he really showed his ass. It was great.
He did. He did. I'm driving home from a gig. I'm like, dude, whatever. So then after we weren't going to go away, she pulled out of the lawsuit. They added another person. That plaintiff had issues. It ballooned to $4.5 billion. Again, with a B, $4.5 billion. And then the lawsuit was thrown out. It was just a mess. Again, you could see it all on the website. But we knew that she was a scammer, and we have the proof. And I had been talking to a foreign national who claimed that he was scammed by the real Avalos. And a lot of people won't come forward against Avalos and her boyfriend, Craig. All sorts of reasons. People are afraid. People want to let it go. There's a fear of black magic. Yes, I swear to God, that's part of it. But he showed me various pieces of evidence. He showed me screenshots of her texting and sending him messages. He sent me emails that they had exchanged. And he even sent us audio, which was her leaving a message on his answering machine, which we played. That was one of
Oh, my God.
You remember that?
Yeah. I had to think about it, but yeah.
So we did our due diligence. He has never been on the show because he has not wanted to come forward at that time. But I have the evidence. I know it's true. I was never able to publish it because he asked me not to. So what's he's allowed me to publish limited things, but certainly not all that I have. So then this man contacted me, and he was scammed by somebody who had used Avalos's picture, and then he claimed he was scammed by the real Avalos. So this is her story. And we'll get into that. First, I'm going to play the long Scam Busters because we never do it. It's like close to 5 minutes, Pip, and I never do it. And
I know, and nobody hears it anymore. They don't know how good it is.
It's excellent. And, you know, we're doing this at the top of the show, so I figured I'd do it now. And also give Joe a few more minutes to get his carcass here. So I'll play that, then I'll play the interview, and you guys can listen. Then we'll discuss it at the end, all right?
All right.
Dab Busters. If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters. If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters. I ain't afraid of no scams. I ain't afraid of no scams. You seen I love yous running through your head. Who you gonna call? Scam Busters! An African man scamming on your iPad. Oh, who you gonna call? Scam Busters! I ain't afraid of no scams. I ain't afraid of no scams. Who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call Scam Busters! I ain't afraid of no scam. I hear it likes the singles. I ain't afraid of no scam. Yeah, 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 yeah. Who you gonna call? Scam Busters. You had a dose of a freaky post, baby. You better call Scam Busters. No scam. I ain't afraid of no scam. Don't give him your phone, oh no. Scam Busters. He don't know you're poor unless you just want some more. I think you better call Scam Busters. Who you gonna call? Scam Busters! Who you gonna call? Scam Busters! I think you better call Scam Busters! Who you gonna call? Scam Busters! I can't hear you. Who you gonna call? Scam Busters!
Hi, we are with Ken from Florida. Ken claims he was allegedly scammed by the real Juliana Avalos. How are you, Ken? Thank you for joining Davin's Den. I appreciate you taking the time to do this. So, if I may ask, how old were you when you were first approached by scammers in general?
64.
Okay. Now you originally got scammed by somebody using Juliana Avalos' pictures. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. How did they find you? How did this scammer find you?
Okay. And she just started making general
conversation with me, and I guess I might have sent you a couple of pictures that she sent me.
Right. How long did this go on, this initial scam?
Well, it probably went on for probably around a year.
Okay. Probably about a year. So this went on for some time. Were you able to figure out where they were from eventually?
Well, this was very involved with Gina.
Uh-huh.
Because this, you know, it started in Ghana.
Okay.
We started talking. Of course, then it transferred over to what they call Yahoo Messenger.
Right.
Which you chat direct.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. The scammers like to do that because then they can really work on you if they're talking directly to you at a quicker pace as opposed to email.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Because you can trade photos and you can actually do a video on there.
Right. Absolutely. Did she send you videos using Juliana Avalos?
No, the only thing I got were photos.
Right.
And she started sending them a little bit more sexy.
Right.
You know, so naturally I said, well, good, you know, send me as many sexy photos as you want.
Right.
And then she she figured I was not, I don't know, but she sent me like two nude photos, which, you know, they're photos of Juliana. That's her.
Right, right. How much did you wind up sending to Gina when it was all said and done?
Oh, she hit me a couple of times with these sad stories about, one was her mother was getting kicked out of her flat.
Mm-hmm.
So that was about, I don't know, maybe $500.
Okay.
And then started the big thing. She wanted me to, apparently her father, who was not, was dead, had gold put away in a security place.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted me to send her $1,500 so I would take over the gold.
Okay.
Well, I wasn't about to do that.
Okay, good.
So
good.
Then she got me for like a visa.
Mm-hmm.
So then...
A visa for like a credit card or to come here?
No, a visa to come here.
Okay.
To travel.
Okay, I just want to be clear. All right, so what do you think? What do you think you lost? About a couple thousand?
No, altogether, no.
Okay.
Probably less than 1,000.
Okay, good. What was the what was it that made you realize that this Gina was not who she claimed to be and was in fact a scammer?
Well, I ran across a website that listed like 7,000 scammers.
Right.
I started going through everything, and her photo was on there with different names like 50 times.
Right.
So when I talked to her, I says, you know, your photo's on a scammer list. You know, at that time, I think I counted 45 times.
Right.
And naturally, she come back and said, well, all those photos were stolen. They're not me, you know. And I said, well... You know, I sent her. I said, "Well, they're you."
So at this point, you're suspicious, and you've confronted on her. How did she denied it? But I mean, did she get hostile or?
No, she just said that they were stolen, and so I said, "Well, you know, they're on there, and they're you,
mm-hmm.
and all these different names." And every time I come across another one, you know, I'd get a little more aggravated because, you know, what's going on here?
So at this point you wrote Gina off. You pretty much figured it was time to move on. Is that correct?
Right. Well, she was going to come here to me, and she was going to bring gold with her.
Oh, gold. Yeah, they like to bring the gold.
Well, she actually sent me, I guess, a fake flight plan from Ghana.
Right.
The one from Ghana to Amsterdam. To Atlanta, Georgia, then down to Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Well, all of a sudden, I get this call on my cell phone from supposedly a police official in Amsterdam that they were holding her because she had gold that she didn't have the papers for, the documents.
Right.
So, you know, I'm talking to him, and I can't even understand him. He's got this terrible accent. I figured it's probably that guy, Craig. But that time, I didn't know.
So, wait, so you thought Gina was with Juliana's real boyfriend?
No, at that point, I didn't even know who this Grant was.
Okay, so all right, so you don't know who it was. In reality, who you were probably talking to, the guy pretending to be a cop from Amsterdam, that was probably the real person using using the Gina profile. It was probably a man that you'd been talking to.
Yeah.
All the time, and unfortunately, that's what happens a lot of time. You think you're talking, if you're a man, you think you're talking to a woman, and often you're talking to a man, and, you know, sometimes a woman will think that she's talking to a male. A U.S. soldier's often chosen, and a lot of times it's a female. That's what they do. So you were probably talking to the real scammer who was probably trying to get some more money from you. That's what my educated guess is on that.
Yeah, okay. That could be it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean... No, this was supposedly from Amsterdam.
Right. I doubt they were in Amsterdam, and that accent that you spoke of, that was probably a Ghanaian accent. I mean, but without obviously hearing the conversation, I can't be 100% sure, but I would put money on that. We are talking to Ken from Florida. He claims that the real Juliana Avalos scammed him, so we were just setting the stage for Juliana's portion of this story. So so at this point, you realize, listen, this Gina thing, this is bad news. You got to get away from this situation. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So how did you come in contact with the real Avalos, the woman in the pictures that you were being scammed with? How did you come in contact with Juliana?
Well, I somehow got her off of Facebook, because I friended her on Facebook, but I'm trying to remember how it all evolved, because I started talking to her on Yahoo Messenger.
Okay. Now, did she sound like an American? But you, I
no, did, I never actually talked to her.
I mean, like a lot of you know, the Africans have a certain way of writing that they think is American, and of course, Americans we have the American way of writing. So I was just curious. Again, I gotta be honest with the audience. I don't have any transcripts of what went on between Ken and Juliana. You know, the reason we're this far along, the reason we're talking to Ken on the air is because I have proof of a non-American who was scammed by the real Juliana Avalos, and some of those patterns in that scam are similar to this. So that's why we're talking to Ken, who has these allegations, but again, I have not seen the transcripts. So you're talking to Juliana, the one in Florida. Did you start to like purchase some of her? Because for a while she was selling videos and her underwear and her pictures and all that sort of stuff. Did you make any of those type of purchases? Did you become a customer of her website?
No, her website was shut down.
Her website was shut down by then. Were you able to purchase any of her her goods, as they say?
Yeah, she advertised, I guess, on Facebook about nude photos and video, or nude photos.
Right.
So I said, yeah, I'll buy some. And she sent me, I think the first bunch cost me like $50.
Okay.
Which, she sent, you know, online to me.
So you were already attracted to this girl because of the scammer. So in a way, the scammer paved the way for you to take an interest in the real Avalos. Would you agree?
Yes, I agree. I mean, I thought she was really something.
Did you ever tell Avalos or whoever you were talking to on Yahoo Messenger that you had been scammed using her pictures?
Yeah, I did, because I referred to the scammer website.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told me the same thing, that she had photos stolen from her, that all these scammers are using her photos to scam other people.
Okay. So she was aware that you were led to her because of these pictures.
Well, then then she said that she would, she could sell me pictures and videos that she put on a USB.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, I sent her the money for those, and I got those.
Wait,
and, you know, I really, you know, they're good videos.
Sure. Well, they're from her. It almost appears that the African scamming has benefited the real Juliana Avalos financially. It's worked out to her benefit in a way. Would you agree?
Well, I agree. The financial is her boyfriend, Craig, because he's the one, I think, because he took all the videos.
Right.
And all the photos, or
he does take
90% of the photos or whatever.
Yes, he does.
And he was doing the, I guess I call it advertising.
Yes, he does. He runs her.
The first one I got from her, mm-hmm. she made a video thanking me for purchasing her nude pictures and videos.
And in this video, this is the real Juliana Avalos, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's important. That's important. So at what point did let's call this what it is. In my mind, at this point, this is a business relationship between you and Avalos. You know, she has a certain product, you're buying it. That's what this is to start. At what point, though, did it evolve from a business relationship into something a little different?
Well, she, I bought another USB with this, with the same thing, with the videos and the photos.
Mm-hmm.
And on there, see, I kept telling her, because she said that she had some, well, one of the videos had a disclaimer on it that part of the video, which wasn't on there, had very explicit stuff on it. And I said, well, you know, I think I told her, I said, well, I want you to send me that stuff.
Right.
She says, I can't. She said, those are private. I go, okay, fine. So then on the second USB that I got from her, she made a video of her driving in her car.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, thanking me for sending her the money, but she can't, her private videos, she can't sell to me because they're private.
Okay.
So then she mentioned that since I did buy the other ones, that she give me a discount on them.
How lovely. So and the video she sent you, without getting too into it, they're of a sexual nature?
Well, it's not sexual as far as pornographic, but sexual as far as her playing with herself and stuff like that.
Okay,
masturbating.
Yeah, sexual. I don't mean that she was necessarily having intercourse, but they were of a sexual nature. Just want to because that we've heard videos and we've seen videos of her selling her wares and alluding to that. But at one point, we were talking, and you had told me that it was that she was no longer asking for money for just videos. She was asking money for other things.
Yeah, she asked. Well, so she was coming up with stories too.
Okay, what are these stories?
One story was apparently her son James, or was his name?
Shit! Wait! Hold on. The real Avalos said her son's name was James.
Yeah, I know her son's name or names.
Mm-hmm.
Are one and son.
Yes, you are correct, Ken. So she's actually employing the same garbage that a scammer would do. Okay, go on.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lie because, well, okay, maybe she does have a son named James. Because at that point, I have no idea about her boyfriend.
Right. So what did James need?
James, she said apparently James got carried away at school and broke a display case glass.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed $100 to give to the school. And that was really the only other ones was like she asked for food.
Mm-hmm.
Food money, which...
So, wait, she was telling you she was hungry?
Yeah, she's saying she's got to feed her son, and she needs food for her son.
Now, let me stop you right there, just so the audience knows and so you know, Ken. That also is a very common tactic that these scammers use. They claim that they're hungry and they need money. So she was doing the same type of thing. And you know she's in Florida. You know she's an American woman, and she's claiming that she needs money for food. Did you send her money for food?
Yeah, just a couple of times. And then I said, then she asked me, well, are you going to send me any money this week? I said, no. I said, I'm not sending you any more money.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that's it. It's over.
And what happened?
She said, well, because I said, I think you're scamming me.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, I'm not scamming. You think I'm a scammer? And all this. And I said, and then she said, okay, you want me to go out and flirting with other men?
So was she
money? I said, hey, you do what you got to do.
I mean, that's kind of a weird thing to say. I mean, was she like inferring that you and her were dating on some level? Was that what the
She said she was in love with me. Kind of a relationship, but
I know I do have to tell you. Now again, you don't know if you were talking. Now this was all on Yahoo Messenger. You never spoke on the phone with her.
No. She would call me on my cell phone.
Okay.
With this horrible accent again. Tell me, I need you to go online.
Was it a Florida phone number?
No, it wasn't.
All right, so that might have been a scammer. I'm trying to.
Yeah, that was a scammer.
Yeah, we got to be clear here. I want to know what was sent to the real girl in Florida and what was sent to a scammer. The real girl in Florida, what did you send to her and for what reason?
Well, I sent her like a couple of $100. Her.
Okay, and was that for the son, or is that for something else? What was that for?
That was for her and her son.
Okay. I want to keep the African scammers away from Juliana Avalos for reasons. So the girl in, you sent $100 to Florida for Avalos' son because of the broken school display. Is that correct?
Yes.
You sent money in Florida to Juliana Avalos because she claims she was hungry. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That money was sent to Florida, yes?
Yes.
How much did
you... It actually wasn't sent to Florida. It was bought on what they call a money pack.
Okay.
And then you just, you know, it's like a scratch-off serial number.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just send her the number, and then apparently she had an account.
Okay.
So she get the money.
But this was through the same... This was through the same Yahoo Messenger where you had ordered the videos and pictures?
Yeah, I ordered them because she wanted the money up front before mm-hmm. she would send them to me.
Well, no,
which I did.
No, what I'm trying to establish, though, here's what I need to establish, that the same way you had communicated to purchase her products was the same way you communicated with, you know, with the same account by her when she was asking for money, for food, or for her son. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was through Yahoo Messenger.
Okay, that's important. Now, when we were talking, you had mentioned at one point that she had said she was going to come and visit you. Is that right?
She wanted to come down and live with me.
The real Avalos. The real Avalos said this.
Yes.
Okay. And at this point, you know, you don't know she has her boyfriend, Craig. She wanted to come and live with you. Did she know you were in Florida?
She knew where I was because I told her.
Okay. And you knew where she was. So,
I knew where she was.
So what happened? What happened there? How'd that go down?
Well, when she would ask me, I'm coming down. She says, well, I need money for a gas fund. So I says, okay, so I sent her money for gas.
Mm-hmm.
She said she's coming down, but that was a big lie because the first, she always had problems. She says, I'm coming down. She had problems. One problem was she got pulled over for speeding, and she sent me a photo of her and supposedly the cops,
mm-hmm.
which I know is a big scam because, you know, it wasn't, didn't look right to me.
What didn't look right about it? Would it look photoshopped?
No, it was just, you know, it seems to me like Craig took a, you know, like thousands of pictures
mm-hmm.
everywhere. He followed her with the video. He followed her with the camera.
They're very big on that. Both of them are very big about putting things online, showing them doing everyday stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, he put videos of her on Facebook all the time of her going to the store.
Yep, you're right. So she no-shows. She tells you she had, you know, problems with the police. What do you do? What's your reaction?
Well, I didn't do anything, you know, because, you know, she showed me a picture. I figured she got pulled over for speeding, then it's her problem.
I don't know how.
She'll have to deal with.
I don't know how pulling over from speeding would prevent her from coming to see you, but I'm sure she made it sound like it was reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, then she said, well, after that she said, I'm going to come down. She says, I still need gas money. I says, well, that's what happened last time. You never came down. And I think this was just a scam for me to send her money.
Did you ever ask her, well, you know, I've sent you money for videos. What's wrong with that money?
Well, I don't know what they did with it because apparently, I guess, Craig had took that money.
Mm-hmm.
Because the money order was made out in her name.
It was made out to Juliana Avalos.
Yes.
Okay. That's important. Now you don't have any of this evidence that you could show me, right? I just have to establish this.
Well, as far as that, no. And all the evidence I have is the photos and the videos.
Right. Well, no. I mean, right. I mean, we know. I'm sure she personalized videos and all. So, we just gotta. Again, I am. We're having this conversation because I've seen her do this to somebody else, and this is during the same time period. I just need to let the audience know. Again, we're talking to Ken from Florida, who claims that he was scammed by the real Juliana Avalos of Florida, who at one point was the lead plaintiff in a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit against Match.com. Okay, so she has tried to come and see you several times. I'm guessing she never was able to quite get there. Is that correct? How much had you sent, not including the videos and the pictures, but, you know, for her gas, for her son, for food, how much had you sent to Juliana Avalos?
Probably around $300.
$300. Not a huge amount, but I'm sure, you know, still significant enough for you.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on, at the time, whether I had the money, because I did have the money.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went through a divorce, which cost me a lot of money.
Now, did she know you've had some health issues? We've spoken about this. Did she know that you were having some health issues at the time?
Yeah, she knew. I told her.
Okay, so she knows that you're having health issues, and, you know, listen, if you have health issues, it's not cheap. So she knows that, you know, you don't really have a lot of extra money to be throwing around. Is that correct?
I says, I don't have it. She said, well, you know, I need it. I have to have it. I said, well, I don't have it. And then finally I said I wouldn't send her any more money.
So she was trying to guilt you into not having the money to pay to send her. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you say, listen, I just don't have the money to send you. I'm not going to send you anymore. What does she say?
Well, she got into that, well, do you want me to go flirting around? But I says, I don't care what you do.
And was that the end of it?
Yeah, it's the end of it now. I mean, it hasn't gone any farther than this.
What it's very brave for you to come forward with this. First of all, a lot of men are scammed, and most men won't come forward with it. It's like it's a machismo thing. Women get scammed, and more women are likely to come forward than men. So this is very brave of you, and you're really doing a service to everybody listening and to get the word out. What would you ultimately like to see happen to Juliana Avalos?
What happened to her?
What would you like to see? Is there some type of justice? I mean, what do you want the end game to be? Do you just want to? Are you just happy to go on with your life, or would you like to see her brought up on charges? What do you want out of this?
Well, you know, I'd like to see her brought up on charges, but mostly,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to see Craig pay for it. Because I think he was behind everything.
So you hold him more responsible than her?
Yes.
Why?
Because I think he was, well, he puts videos on YouTube.
Right.
Saying that he met his girlfriend and that they came to Florida and met stayed with her parents, but that he's made a tremendous amount of money on the internet through the scamming, and a lot of it had involved Nigeria.
You've read our website. You've seen the posts.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, here's what I would say about that. I think it's both of them, to be honest with you. I'm sure he was part of it. I'm absolutely positive he was part of it. But I think she knew exactly what was going on. You know, like she knew exactly what's going on. I've seen things that make me abundantly aware of that. But I understand, you know, there was a part of you that had an affection for her. So I understand why you'd want to be a little easier on her than him. And, you know, that's not very uncommon with people that have dealt with the two of them. So how you're looking at it is very normal, actually. Well,
yeah, I would love to, you know, see some of the money.
I would love that too. You know, and that's really what we're doing. You know, it's I'm not going to lie, it's hard because you don't have the evidence, but you know, hopefully we can at least you know, get the word out there so this won't happen again, and we'll see what happens. I'm not giving up the fight on this. As you could tell, we've had conversations. I'm not letting this go. And, you know, we hope this gets resolved. I want to thank you on behalf of myself, my co-hosts, and the people who you help by doing this. I really respect and appreciate you coming forward. Thank you, Ken.
Okay, well, no problem.
Is there anything else you want to add?
No, just that, I just think that Craig is a total scumbag doing all this.
I agree.
Because, you know, because he puts these videos on, and they were really anal because, you know, they're just all bullshit.
Can
I say that?
You can. It's fine. This is going to be on the internet portion of the show, so you can listen back to it tonight. Yeah, so you could curse. It's fine. And I understand the passion you feel. I'm sure I would use colorful language as well if I had been in your position. Yeah, well, we're going to try. Listen, I don't think Craig's a sweetheart. They know we're out there, and as you've seen on the website, they really don't want anything to do with me. But that's okay. We'll get it done.
yeah, I see that point.
But like I said, you know, really, I hope more people come forward like you did. And, you know, I don't know if this is still going on currently. I mean, the time frame we were talking about with you was 2014. But if it is still going on, if other people have been scammed, come forward. Talk to me. All right, Ken. Well, thank you. Hopefully you've learned what to look for with these internet scammers, and hopefully you will not.
I'm an expert on them now.
Good. Good. I'm glad. Hopefully you can pass the message on to your friends so that they can stay safe as well, as we don't want to see this to happen to anybody.
Because I can run through a list of all the scammers.
I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could. But well, no more. They're not going to get you anymore, right?
Right.
Good. All right, Ken. Well, thank you for your time. We hope, as far as your health is concerned, that you keep on recovering and get back to where you were. So thank you,
okay.
and good luck. Okay. Joe has joined us. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, thank you.
Good.
Pip is still there, right, Pip?
Yes, I am.
All right. Questions, comments, concerns?
Well,
you know, the Den Pen was sorry, Joe, I didn't mean to cut
you off.
No,
sweetie, you go.
The Den Pen was just saying, first of all, it's all ladies' night in the Den Pen, and we were agreeing that Ken is very brave for coming forward.
Well, maybe he'll get laid.
It's ladies' night in the Den Pen.
Oh, boy.
Come on, you whores, give it up for Ken.
Well, I was ready to give it up, but, you know, the girl said, wait, aren't you married? And I went, oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that doesn't stop people. That's old school.
But the other thing is that, you know, she is really just as guilty as Craig.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, but here's what I found when dealing with Avalos victims. Maybe it's a difference between men and women. I don't know. Because, like, when I deal with female scam victims, obviously not Avalos, but they want that son of a bitch to fry. When,
yeah.
You know, they want that guy to get what's due him. When I have dealt with Avalos scam victims, and this is my second one, they're very upset, but they are angry towards Craig, or they're very upset, but they don't really want anything to happen to her. It's really weird.
And the one interesting thing that I was just wondering, when they, do you think that they originally wanted to scam people, or when the scammers started using her photos, she figured, you know what, not only are we not upset, we're going to get into it ourselves.
Well, I mean, there's really no way of knowing. I mean, shockingly, they've declined our attempts to be interviewed. But
but they use the same techniques that the scammers use.
No, I think what happened was they saw this was happening. They wanted to tap into it. So this is all hypothetical. A scammer might have reached out to them because they're very easy to find.
Yeah.
I've talked about this before. I think, hey, I got a big one on the hook here. I need something customized to prove that I'm real. I'll give you a cut if you can do this.
Yeah, because it just seems to me that, hi, you using our photos? Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, listen. We want a cut. And we want in on the action. And then he probably decided, you know what? Why should they make all the money? Let's get in on ourselves.
Well, I mean, it's really sick. This is like the same type of people that prey on, like, the reload scammers.
Yeah.
Because that's what this really is, except it's a double romance scam, which is even worse. But she's getting the most vulnerable people, the lowest hanging fruit. These people think finally salvation, because they fall in love with the picture, and they still love the picture even though it wasn't the person. So it's real easy if the real person is somewhat nice and sympathetic.
You could, but it's, you know, and it's easy to sign, because if you fall in love with a picture, okay, and
I look at yours nightly.
I understand. No, that's when I said when you throw darts at something.
Ah, but okay. I'm sorry. I'm a little ear infection.
But think about it. You fall in love with a picture, okay? Now, you're not in a personal relationship with it. You're writing to it, okay? And it's writing back and forth. So it's easier to capture that more than where you know the person. You're spending time actually with the person.
It's more than just a centerfold.
It's
in a magnet.
Fantasy thing. It's almost like
and then it,
and
then it carries over to the Avalos, it would appear, and this is all a legend, Avalos, it would appear, just takes the fantasy and puts it onto her. That she takes what's already been established, but she adds a little bit of, hey, we're both victims here because they stole my picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just adds on top of it.
Right. And you season it and you season it and you season it. You bring them in. Wow, this woman likes me. And then when you start throwing love in there.
And she did this. This was a much shorter relationship than mm-hmm. the foreign national that I spoke with.
Right.
And he lost a lot more money, honestly. But the reason I entertained this interview, even though he could not show me the proof that I'd seen from the other one, was because it was a lot of the same stuff. But the foreign national and Avalos had a much longer relationship, and he was convinced that they were going to be together, you know. And she made it seem like he was the one. And we heard here from Ken in Florida that although it didn't go on as long, she kind of played the same game with mm-hmm. him about these real emotions. Mm-hmm. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fortunately, Ken was able to get out of her clutches a little quicker than other people.
Right. Well, with the whole thing where I guess it was giving her gas money to come down or something to that effect. And then when she was asking for more money, he finally had enough.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because in this circumstance, he was having trouble paying because of he didn't have money, his health and everything. The other gentleman who I'd spoken with, he was having trouble paying because he was out of work.
Mm-hmm.
And so his money was running short, and she knew this. She knew he was out of work, and she would still have him send money after money after money, just like our African scammer friends.
Yeah.
Same game.
Yeah, which leads me to believe that either they were in with them or they inspired them.
I think they learned.
I think they
learned.
Look, you know their MO. You know, it's something that they like.
We
hey,
learned.
You know, yeah.
But we learned.
Yeah, but instead of, you know, people react differently. We found that about what's going on, and we go, let's dedicate a big portion of our show to help people.
Right.
What they did was, hey, we could rake people over the coals.
Well, what's even more sinister, though, is that she puts herself out there as a victim of stolen identity and puts herself out there as somebody that's actually trying to help people. It's like, what are those plants? Where they snapdragon? What is it? Snapdragon?
They're Venus flytraps.
She's like a Venus flytrap. She's looking there all pretty and her little sweet nectar and everything. Mm-hmm. And then a fly, in this case a scam victim, lands in it. She lures her and then sucks him dry, kills him. Yeah. That's what she is.
Yeah, they don't. They have no soul. They absolutely don't have no soul. You know, it's
no remorse, like psychopaths.
Yeah. Exactly. And they're proud of it. They pitch how they want to make money. It's just like a very soulless, horrible people.
They are, but we seem to be the only ones that are really pressing forward with this.
Yeah, well, you know, because I think maybe because what the problem is that the people that fall prey to her, they're in a, you know, they're lonely, they may be in a bad position,
that's
or
a
whatever.
Typical scam.
But they try to pull that with us, and we're nothing of the kind. As a matter of fact, we'll come after you. So
well,
you know,
we're also cynical pricks.
Yeah, I know.
It
so
helps
she's
us.
Yeah,
in this.
So she's dealing with cynical people when she starts like really. Really?
You love me?
Really?
Do you?
Do you
even know me?
Do you? You know, so yeah,
nobody
so,
who knows me loves
right,
you.
Exactly. So basically, you know, they don't phase us. Right. And when they got caught, and I think when they were freaking out is we were calling them on the carpet. They're trying to threaten us. We're not backing down.
Well, they pulled out, of the lawsuit.
Yeah.
She knew the jig was up. They knew this stuff was out there.
Yeah.
You know, they knew I had the evidence. And the attorney thinks he's going to scare me and... He just doesn't understand. I don't know if that doesn't care.
I don't know if you're at liberty to say, but did you ever catch up with him and go, did he ever like concede to you at any point after the fact that, look, holy cow, what did I get myself into?
No. He never had that come to Jesus moment.
Okay.
He's not going to thank me for ruining his big payday. Because this guy's an ambulance chaser.
Right.
And, you know, he thought it was a slam dunk in the back. Because how could you think that somebody like me hanging out next to the kitty litter in a basement in New York that's got all this stuff? How could you possibly fathom that?
Yeah, but here's the deal. How could he fathom that? And how could he fathom dealing with these people that are soulless, that have every antic going on as money-making, that push stuff on the internet, that they're out to make money off of people?
Well, I think,
and
I
go
think...
and deal with the Milton, you know, a guy like you is their biggest enemy, because what have you got to lose? I mean, you know.
Well.
Besides everything?
Yes.
Besides everything?
I mean, that was the time.
Yeah.
That was the time where this show became incorporated.
Yeah. It only helped us to grow. We got that was our impetus to incorporate.
Yeah, but that was it. So they couldn't come after us. They could come after the show. They could come after the show's estate.
Oh, we're gonna sue you for everything we have. I think we got $300 in the kitty. Here you go.
Enjoy the mixer, the old equipment, and the computer on its last legs.
See you later. We're going to the ball game.
No, have fun with Sam broadcasting.
We're gonna join a bowling league on Tuesdays now.
I'll leave Donnie behind. He'll show you how to use everything. You'll be fine.
But you know, one of the things that I did want to add about the reason that it seems, I mean, my dime store psychology reason why I think that maybe some people like Ken are less liable to be upset with Juliana than they are with Craig is because the usual scenario is that there's a pimp that is sending the girls out, and that they're victims in the whole transaction.
I think there's a lot of that there.
That kind of sticks in people's minds, and they think, "Oh, look at that poor girl; he's making her do it."
I think there's a lot of that there. I
don't think that that's true at all.
No. She knows exactly what she's doing. As she puts that vibrator in herself in videos to get more money, she knows exactly what she's doing. She's not that dumb.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the videos that she's doing, it's not like, you know, there's a video of her gardening.
Yeah.
You know,
no, those are out there too. They have those. They put up everything. She's an actress, but she ain't Shakespeare in the part. But that's all part of it. I have no problem with her selling herself for money, her video. I have no problem with
if
that.
If she puts herself up, look, this is me I'm gardening. This is me with the big brown monster shoving it in me. You know, this is $5. Yeah, this is $5, but the other one with me with the big thing is 25 because it's more into, you know, if that's
no
your
issue.
Deal, because she's up front with it. This is what I'm paying you. This is what it is, and this is what I'm selling you. I don't love you. I love this big dong I'm shoving in me. You know, that's what I'm paying for.
She's she's basically. I think we played one of the audios for one of those videos where she was actually dong shopping.
Yeah.
I know I had it somewhere. I know I saw
dong
the video.
Dong shopping.
But she's kind of like one of these strippers where she sells the illusion that she's really into you.
Yeah.
And then she takes all your money and it's gone. But in the back of your head, you know you're not going home with her.
But exactly. And now here's the whole thing. What you just said, she sells you the illusion that she really is into you. She's selling you the illusion, all right? When she's scamming somebody, she's selling a fact, not an illusion. You know what I'm saying? It is an illusion, but she's not presenting it as an illusion.
Right. You know, you go to the strip club, you go, not for nothing. Yeah. Not everything might be on the up and up.
Yeah, right. You know, she's looking at me for dollars. She asks me for a lap dance every 2 minutes. I don't think she digs me that much.
Now, the other victim who I spoke to, you know, part of her game, and who knows how much of it what she was saying was true, but she would say how unhappy she was with Craig,
mm-hmm.
and that she wanted to be with him, this, that, the other. Now, who knows how unhappy she is with Craig? But that was also part of the illusion.
All right, and think about, okay, how unhappy she is with Craig. We'll get back to Belinda, where there were spots in the Belinda story when you thought, you know what, maybe this is real, maybe she likes me.
Are we going
to
talk ill about my baby?
Yes.
Oh,
because
Joe.
She might be, and Pip, this is key, she is selling that illusion to that kind of same illusion to Davin as well.
Yeah, she was.
Well,
that yeah. things aren't as great in scammer world as you would think they are. Well, you know, I mean, to that effect.
Yeah, but it wasn't like I'm having a bad time scamming.
It wasn't. So, look, I sit with this stuff every week. Sometimes it seemed that way.
Well, I'm a little disappointed because I never got the video of Belinda with the brown monster.
No, I got that one.
Oh, did you? Damn you!
Of all the fun.
Listen. So, do we think that this guy actually got scammed by Avalos?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
Pip.
Yeah,
I tend to think so
yeah,
too.
Sure sounds like it.
Yeah, I tend to think so too.
Maybe with those videos, the ones with the USB videos she was sending.
Yeah, we saw that.
Right on that one. Yeah, okay. You know, not so much. But when she was asking for gas money,
right,
or money
that's
for
the scam,
and not showing up. That's the scam portion. I think he might have led him in with those videos and go, all right, now that I got him, now I'm going to start getting the personal thing going and really rake in the
loot.
Now,
the interesting thing between this guy, Ken, and the other person who I spoke to was Ken never spoke on the phone to Juliana.
Mm-hmm.
The other person says he had spoken to the phone and, you know, we heard the messages. Mm-hmm. We played the messages on the show.
Okay, right.
So that was definitely The other person's scam was actually at a higher level.
Right.
Was more all in. Now, there was a lot more money at stake.
A lot more money.
Belinda went, you know, all in with me when she thought there was more money. That's when we started seeing the video chat.
Yeah. Think about it this way. You know, if she's trying to run this as a bit. I'm on the phone. I had two huge orders. I'm on the phone with one customer. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Have a great day. We'll work on it. Thank you. Then about 10 minutes later, I call another one. Hey, I know you got this order in. It's about $25,000, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm selling, you know, plumbing supplies in my day program. She's trying to, sell scams. So, you know.
She's selling love.
Out of her day, you know, she could text with one person and write for about 25, 30 minutes. Then she moves to the phone, talks to this other guy, blah, 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 blah. It's every day. It's like every day when you're in sales, you know. So
that's
it's
what
not,
she's doing. She's
so
doing.
It's not, you know, and she's an entrepreneur, a very horrible one, and doing a very deceitful thing.
She's like
thing.
Trump.
Yeah, would you stop? But a deceitful thing. So, you know, yes. And it's all part of her business plan, her business operation.
It's quite the
things
would you say,
they do.
Did you say it's a business model?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that was the word I was looking at. It's part of her business model, along with the bouncy house and all this other stuff.
The bouncy
It's part of their. Yeah,
that he paid
it's
for.
Part of the naughty USBs, this, that, and the other thing. It's all part of her day, of her business model.
I think
model.
Ken got screwed on the USB thing, too, because for a while there, she was like, for like 50 or 100 or 200 bucks, you could get it all. Like, you didn't have to keep on paying in installments.
Mm.
But, you know, he only got limited. I don't know. What other stuff was there, private videos, besides her sticking stuff in herself? I mean, what is the next level? I've never heard of this. Now, I knew she did that. I didn't know.
Who knows what it could be? However, I lead you enough. I lead you along. Maybe a couple of days. Maybe a week. Hey, look, not for nothing. You know what? I love you. I'll give it to you, $300. Knowing that you've been hearing about this, you've been enticed by it, and if she feels you might go, throw it. You know, if you don't ask, the answer's always no.
And you
so
know,
lead
you know
them
what's
in.
Interesting about all these scam victims, man, female.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much, no matter how crappy it goes, they still adore the picture. Like I feel like I might be revolted by the picture if I had been through all this. Even though the person in the picture had nothing to do with it, in this case, they did.
Mm-hmm.
He still finds her very attractive. Like knowing what she is, I think I'd be turned. Like I don't find her as attractive to the eye as I did when we discovered her. I used to think she was cute, she was pretty. Now I look at it, and go, eh.
Never did anything for me.
No, I know that. But that's because you're racist.
Stop.
Well, at least you guys are still consistent because I know that. Davin did find her attractive, at least at first, but
yes.
And Joe didn't. But the thing is that once you get to know what the personality is, I'm glad to see that Davin sort of found her less attractive once he knew what she was up to.
But you know, it's weird with beauty. It's like when you have these. I forgot the woman's name, but she was accused of killing her child a couple of years ago.
There's been a lot of those.
I know, but most of them are attractive looking. And you look at them, you don't look at them like killers or horrid people because they're attractive.
I don't recall ever finding a child killer attractive, Joe. But
you don't look at them. Obviously, they're killers and they're horrendous people.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. The one from Florida.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they found they're not guilty or whatever.
Right,
but the thing about it is that you don't look at her like a hardened criminal. It's just a natural thing, the way you perceive somebody that would look like that. It's tough to imagine them as a hardened killer. You don't let him go, obviously, but you have that perception. Now, getting back to what we were talking about, it's almost like the picture of Juliana, where even though she's done this horrible thing, and maybe even to you, she's an attractive, beautiful woman, and it's hard to get past that, especially if you're somebody that's lonely, that's looking for companionship. You might be willing to overlook that she took you for money. It's kind of sad, but it's kind of an analysis on that.
Well, hopefully we'll get more of these interviews from other people, and you know, maybe we'll be able to get some justice. We will see. I definitely thought it was worth bringing to the attention. I thought it was a good interview.
I think it's worth doing as well, because basically when we were doing all the investigations and stuff like that, and also when they were on the news and so on and so forth, they were perceiving themselves as innocent. They were perceiving themselves as legal business people, not harming anybody. They had a bouncy house business, maybe another legit thing on the side, but they're not. You know, from what we've been seeing, allegedly they are not.
All right. Well, before we take a break, I want to get a quick take from Joe. I don't know if he knows this or not. He was in transit. But this was announced. Joe's favorite builder of things with his name on it was recently endorsed just today by his least favorite half a governor. And they're going to be palling around together. And I know how much Joe loves Donald Trump, and I know how much he hates Sarah Palin. So I wanted to get Joe's very quick take on this turn.
Sarah Palin is an asshole. He's trying to get the Tea Party vote.
He's already got that.
I know, but he wants to try to get more of it. Look, and I'm not saying it's a stroke of genius. I mean, of all the people.
Hey, man, this is the way I look at it. Every circus needs a clown.
I look at it. Funny. And to be frank, I look at it as a setback.
Well, here's the interesting thing. What do you do, Joe Curry? God forbid he gets the Republican nominee. God forbid Sarah Palin is his choice as a running mate, because then she's one heartbeat away. What does Joe Curry do then?
It's a better heartbeat away than a Hillary Clinton.
Sarah Palin is?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're an idiot.
Yes. No, 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 I'm not.
And what about if it's Bernie?
Same thing. Oh, Bernie's a socialist. I don't want that. It's the lesser of an evil, Dad.
So you want a complete moron.
But you want to know something? I'd rather have a complete moron than a calculating shrew or a socialist. At least some, you know,
Trump and Bernie like agree with a lot of things, domestic economics. You know that, right?
Yeah, but basically Bernie Sanders is a socialist.
No, but I understand it, but they have the same political stance on a lot of things financially.
I understand, but there's a lot of other ideas where they differ.
Then Trump is a socialist. In some ways.
Trump
wants universal health care.
If he could, but here's the deal with universal health care. He'll go about it where he knows businesses can operate, businesses can afford it. Businesses could also add on more employees because they won't be penalized on certain things. He'll do it from a business standpoint, not on this noble social cause standpoint.
Well, whatever he does, he'll have the fine half a governor from Alaska, the former beauty queen, the one who's about a good Christian values, who has a daughter, who's had two babies out of wedlock, whispering in his ear. God bless America, you betcha. All right, you're listening to Davids Den. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more show when we come back.
RogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indy Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.